This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Terry Boyd's World. Only on 92.3 KGON. Portland's classic rock.
All right, what do you say we get together, do some good here? We have the CEO of the Oregon Food Bank. Her name is Susanna Morgan.
We are so looking forward to helping out our friends of show and everybody in the immediate area that needs so much assistance right now since the COVID-19 outbreak. What kind of demand are you seeing over at the food bank presently?
Almost unfathomable. We are seeing, depending on the distribution, increases from 30 to 70 to 100% in requests for food assistance. I've been a food banker for 24 years in four different states, and this is the highest level of hunger I have ever seen.
You got that right. I saw it firsthand when I was out in Canby and saw the food bank line there was well over a mile long. And boy, this time around, it sees no social
economic section has been untouched. You said that you didn't even know that the food pantry or food bank was there because you'd never seen traffic, and now it's a mile long.
Yeah, I think it's important to say that hunger was a crisis before the pandemic. We estimated that we were serving 860,000 people across Oregon and Southwest Washington annually. That's close to one in five in the population.
Wow.
And so that was February, right? That was a crisis then. The extent of the economic disruption related to the pandemic has really brought home the reality of hunger to a whole swath of our neighbors who weren't living it 2 months ago and now are. We are hearing again and again about people who are standing in line because they lost their job or they never thought it would be them.
Brian, I think we said it right from the get-go that this is a time that if you need help, you can't be proud.
Put your pride aside. Take the assistance. Down the line, when you recover, then you can pay it forward. And that way you feel great about yourself, but you're taking care of yourself and your family right now.
And if you can help, now's the time to really step up.
Yeah, I think that the research shows that one out of every two Americans will be on SNAP at some point in their lives. SNAP is formerly known as food stamps. So even before this pandemic, one out of every two of us was going to go through a tough time in our lives. We just don't talk about it. And now we're all going through a tough time, and some of us are going through an even tougher time. So I agree with you. If you need the help, ask. And when you can give, give. That's what community is all about.
Susanna, by the way, we're talking to Susanna Morgan. She's the CEO of the Oregon Food Bank. So I don't know how you're able to make that happen. A dollar will provide three meals. So
that's really Loaves and Fishes stuff out of the Bible there, Susanna. I'm just saying.
Well, in non-pandemic times, the biggest source of food for the Oregon Food Bank Network is edible but non-saleable food from the food industry. So it is food from an orchard or a farm that is too big, too small, too funny looking to make it into a grocery store.
Ugly
it
fruit.
Right, it's the ugly fruit, exactly. Or it is the excess from the grocery stores, the extra eggs the week after Easter. There's always some excess in the food industry, and that excess gets funneled through the food banking. And so we're getting this food for almost no cost, and so the $1 helps us pick it up, store it, handle it, and get it to somebody who needs it.
Susanna Morgan, CEO of the Oregon Food Bank. This food drive we're going to do, though, is going to have to be unique with the COVID-19 outbreak. We can't do drop-off donations. We can't touch the cartons. We can't bring you the canned goods. So we're going to try to do it completely digitally with monetary contributions, correct?
That's correct. We call it a virtual food drive. And the reason is we can't do food drives with social distancing. If we did, we'd have to quarantine the food, and then we don't have the volunteers due to social distancing to sort it and get it out. But luckily, we can buy a lot more food with your money than you can, because we're going to buy it by the truckload. So I can tell you, we can usually get a meal for about 66 cents.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so here's the goal for the friends of the show. Let's just lay this out. I believe next Friday, the 15th, is an agreed upon day for all of us, right? You guys will be ready to go. It's going to take a little bit of time to get organized on our side. But beginning at 5:30
a.m.,
we are going to rely on you guys, the friends of the show, to step up. It's friends feeding friends.
Susanna, we call our listeners friends of show, so this is truly friends feeding friends.
I love it.
So we'll do it virtually, and we're virtually going to change the world, well, at least the Pacific Northwest.
And might I say, your enthusiasm for this subject and your work is quite infectious. It comes through the phone, and it's going to keep us energized for our food drive for you.
We are delighted to partner with you, and we are delighted to support the community helping a community in this time.
I think right now you're an honorary rock star. And you're not even honorary.
Yeah.
You are you're a rock star.
Susanna Morgan, CEO and FOS, friend of show.
That's it. Exactly. Susanna, thank you. And we look forward to chatting with you on Friday. And we will hopefully knock this ball right out of the park.
Sounds fabulous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.